The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. This is Dr. Jay Calvert. I'm on by Skype with Dr. Jason Berkley because we've got some NHL brackets to talk about. Jason, have you looked at these brackets? What do you think?
I have looked at them, and I've been trying to study them, and there's a few that I got to say, it's literally going to come down to a coin toss. I just am amazed at the parity, not just in the season, but in the playoffs. This is actually really one of the few times I can recall in recent history where there's just so many first round matchups that could easily be a second or third round matchup.
That is very true. I don't think there's nobody in this first round that's got an easy path as far as I can tell. I mean, it looks like there's a good chance that some very high ranking teams could be out very quickly. I don't know which one catches your eye, but you know, I think the problem right now is that some of the teams that fought their way into the playoffs are playing so well that the the guys who have kind of coasted their way into the first and second spots are, you know, not up to snuff. And I think there's going to be some spankings dealt out in this first round.
I don't disagree. I think there are some teams that still had a bit to play for towards the end that it still made a difference for them because of pride or whatever it was, that I don't know if anybody was necessarily coasting like they used to in years past, but certainly there are teams that fought tooth and nail. And listen, it could go either way. Like some teams, for example, like St. Louis, that really fought tooth and nail to come back, Colorado. These are teams that we'll get into in just a minute in their matchups, but these are teams that it could go either way. Like the fact that they got here finally, okay, is it a bit of relief? They can kind of take their foot off the gas a bit. Or is it that they have such momentum that teams like a Winnipeg, like a Nashville, because I got a great matchup, but depending how you want to talk to, if you want to do West or East first, I have a great first round upset, and I think it's absolutely going to come to fruition.
Well, so let's just go in random order. How about that? Because I think you're talking about St. Louis and Winnipeg, are you not?
That is one that I think could go either way. We can start with that one for sure. Clearly, obviously, Winnipeg has the home ice in that one, which, frankly, for these teams in the playoffs, I always kind of say to myself, yeah, home ice definitely does help. No question. But then you say to yourself, you have to win on the other team's ice
you
want to get through the next round because you may not have home ice the next round. You got to be able to win on someone else's ice. And so I don't think it means as much. The time I think it does is when it comes to that game 7. But yeah, I think that there's a couple teams. You know, Winnipeg is one of those teams that has a stellar lineup. They had some changes obviously last year losing Stastny. It was something that was, you know, I think from St. Louis as well.
Lost
Stastny in the last couple of years. But they've had their ups and downs, mostly with injuries, towards the last three quarters or so of the season. And St. Louis really came back from the dregs of the league. I mean, they really did.
Difference?
They pulled themselves up.
What happened to St. Louis? There's one factor I can see.
What you tell me?
I think Tarasenko stopped drinking a quart of vodka every night or something. I don't know what he was doing, but all of a sudden, he turned into the player he was supposed to be. And he reminds me a lot of Alexei Kovalev. Like he either looks like, you know, because we used to watch him play in Pittsburgh and we would say my wife would say, is Kovey going to be wasted tonight or is he going to be like the all-star player of the NHL? There were only two versions of him and we couldn't figure out what it was and we figured it had to be vodka. So maybe that's my vodka theory of certain Russian players, but
is that like the Twinkie defense? Is that the same thing?
Listen, I went to Russia to do surgery, and for our banquet night, like after we did all the operations, we gave all the lectures, we were sitting there, and on the table is what looked to me like pitchers of water. So I was like, great, you know, it was cold, and it's freezing in Russia. Of course, it was October, 10th, and so I pour myself a big, tall glass of water. Lo and behold, It's straight vodka, chilled, iced, wow. And on the table. Like, I was like, oh, can I get some water? They're like, yeah, it's right there, the vodka, you're fine. And this Siberian plastic surgeon and his wife next to me proceeded to drink everybody under the table. I mean, it was unbelievable. Funny. So I think maybe the Russian players, vodka can be an issue. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's just a theory. Don't call me on it.
Sure.
So Tarasenko, well, in the game, strong.
I think it also has to do with the fact that maybe him being a little less selfish. And I think the team kind of came together. I mean, listen, they've been through a lot in the last couple of years. They've had, what, two different coaches. I mean, it's been a lot going on there.
They fired their coach this year.
But I think just Winnipeg is one of those teams that they seem to have a lot on paper and just for whatever reason can't just – it doesn't equal to playoff success. I just don't understand.
Two issues right now. You've got an issue that Laine is having a hard time scoring. He's not finding the back of the net. And then you've got a problem with Dustin Byfuglien.
Well, he had injuries towards the end of the season as well.
That's right. So, you know, will that all come back together for them? I don't know. But I see an upset for them as a distinct possibility, especially the way that the St. Louis Blues are playing.
I mean, you know, Hellebuck was on my fantasy team. And, you know, he was lights out the first, you know, three quarters of the season. And all of a sudden, boom, just started having problems, and I think that's also reflective of their defense. I think you're not too far off where I think St. Louis has been really fighting tooth and nail. I think that they got the momentum right now. I think that the Jets are going to take it on the chin this season.
It's going to take a lot for them to get through the first round. Let's go to that. Clearly, wasn't the upset you had in mind? Which was yours?
No. My biggest upset is going to be Dallas over Nashville. I think Nashville's window closed. I don't see them. They just, unless something where they all kind of just, you know, we're incognito this season. They had a good regular season. Don't get me wrong. But they just don't have that same edge that they've had in the last couple of years. Rene is, you know, that much older at this point. I just see Dallas has been, again, another team like a St. Louis that picked themselves up, kept fighting, and I just don't see this going Nashville's way. I think that this is going to be the turning point for that team, and they're going to have to do something at the end of the season when they get bounced in the first round, I think in six games in Dallas. They're going to win it.
Yeah, this Nashville team is very different than the Nashville team that swept the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round a few years back.
Yeah.
That wound up in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, Chicago was on their downturn anyway at that point. But still, I mean, this is a hungry Dallas team where they were really motivated earlier in the season by Jim Light. And, you know, call it what you will, I think it was a wake-up call for them. And it seems to have paid off dividends already. So
they look good. They look strong. They're getting performance from their top guys. And once again, I don't want to go to the Russian player theory, but Radulov is scoring a lot of goals. He's doing great.
Yeah, he's been a journeyman throughout this league, back and forth to the KHL and everything else. But I don't know. I think that I think Dallas is you know goalie Bishop. I mean, he's just going to be. I just see them having a little more complete team. Yeah, I mean, you know, he was always good in Tampa, and I think he easily could have been still with Tampa had they not had cap issues. But listen, Dallas has gotten some guys that really have made a difference in the lineup over the course of the last couple of years with acquisitions and everything else. You know, I just think I see them making a bigger impact this season than in the first round.
Let's round out the West then. What do you think about Calgary and the Avalanche?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Colorado kind of got in. Listen, they did fight themselves back when they were, but there's no way they're going to be able to compete with Calgary.
Agreed.
I mean, I think the big factor for this Calgary series is going to be Mark Giordano. I mean, he's not just a terror on defense, but he's a terror on offense. I mean, he finished with 71 points, 17 goals, and 57 assists. You know, I think that between him and if Mike Smith, that's going to be the key to it as well. If Mike Smith can really get himself going and doesn't get rattled, I think that Calgary easily coast in the first round. I would say even four, maybe if not five games.
Listen, Calgary's got a goaltending problem, though. I mean, we got to say this. The reason they win this is a high offensive team that is in where they are because they just, you know, it sounds kind of funny and silly, but they score a lot more goals than the other team, and they aren't necessarily.
But they don't.
Pittsburgh now has goaltending on their radar screen, whereas they used to not in back in the day. But this Calgary team has goaltending on the. Mike Smith is as good a goalie as anybody. He just hasn't been performing at the level that he should. And I forget their second stringer guy, but they. But Smith is going to get the call. He's going to get the tap to be their guy.
Sure.
And I think he's got a save percentage of like 0.891. So I mean that's an issue. So they're going to need to score a lot of goals, and I think that that's their weak point in the second or third round. I do believe they'll get past, you know, the Avalanche without much difficulty.
Something to think about, though. The last time the Flames were the number one overall seed in the Western Conference was in 1989, and we know how that turned out for them.
They were also the President's Trophy winner, dispelling the President's Trophy curse issue. So,
they were still first in the Western Conference, or yes. What was it, you know, what they called it back then, you know, it's
got it.
So anyway, I think that we kind of agree on the Western Conference.
Well, Sharks,
I still say
Sharks and Knights. What about the Sharks and Golden
Sharks
Knights?
Sharks and Knights. That's right. Sharks and Knights. I'm a firm believer that teams that get to Stanley Cup finals are necessarily not a fluke. I think that the both teams are different than they were last year. And apparently these are two rivals. I think in the 2 years that Vegas has come into the league that they've developed a rivalry with San Jose. But think about the changes that San Jose has had. They've obtained Erik Karlsson, Gustav Nyquist from the Wings, obviously. The Vegas Golden Knights have Max Pacioretty, Paul Stastny, and Mark Stone. So three solid pieces that replaced James Neal.
Yep.
So you're looking at San Jose having home ice. Vegas has not been on that receiving end, I don't believe, in the playoffs of being not having home ice. But still, I think that in this series, if you look at everything going on, San Jose has been somewhat inconsistent. They played better towards the latter half of the season. I like Vegas in this series. I just think Vegas is going to be... You know, it's going to come down to goaltending, and I really believe that right now in this series, Fleury has the edge.
Yeah, I think the experience counts for a lot right now, and I see it as a Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, I think it's going to go the distance, and it's going to be like a bloody battle. But I really believe that Vegas Golden Knights make it to the second round.
I mean, look at the Sharks' starting goal, Martin Jones. I mean, he was second to last in save percentage in the regular season.
Nice.
You know, about right next to Jonathan good. Quick, he had a 0.896. I mean, the only one worse was Jonathan Quick at 0.888. So, you know, 3.62 goals against average. I mean, it's not, you know, three games against Vegas. So, and I believe Vegas took it to him in the regular season, too. So I don't know. I think that the Vegas Golden Knights have the Sharks' number. And, sorry, Shab. I mean, I think that's going to be a quick playoffs for your Sharks. Listen, the only thing they also the one thing that I think the Sharks can really do to make a difference in this series is try to get Vegas into the box because their power play is lethal.
Absolutely.
So if you can get them in the box and they can play a lot more power play minutes, Vegas is chasing the puck rather than keeping the puck. I think that it could be the difference in this series, but it's going to matter if Vegas can control themselves and if Fleury can stay healthy. Because remember, he was injured. He only played the last two games of the season, I think it was, healthy.
Right. No, that's true.
So he's not the Fleury of even last year.
Nope, I agree. It's definitely going to be an interesting run. Let's go to where I believe the Stanley Cup champion is going to come from, the Eastern Conference.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Eastern Conference is just locked and loaded. Somebody's taking this thing home. Let's go through it. I mean, I'd like to start off with, you know, what I think is going to be, you know, a tough battle, but I see the Caps coming through it. I mean, they got the Hurricanes. I think the Hurricanes are playing really well. They fought very hard to get in, But there's a reason they were fighting to get in, and I think the Capitals are experienced Stanley Cup winners, and they are ready to take the Carolina Hurricanes down. However, kudos to Rob Brind'Amour for getting in there.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that I think people kind of counted out. They were flirting with the wild card for a bit, and then they were able to get in as a wild card, the first wild card. I just, Washington is a good team. There's no question. They have Ovechkin. He's gotten his cup. Number one, the question is going to be, are they as hungry?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might not
know.
Be. They could get bounced.
Number two, this is a different team with a totally different coach, a different system, obviously, to play the season with them. But, I mean, again, you're coming down to the whole thing with Holtby versus Grubauer for goaltending. I mean, once Grubauer started last year and then they lost those two games to Columbus, they put Holtby in and they obviously came back and they won a cup. I don't see it being the same thing this year. I think they're going to have their hands full with this Carolina team.
They're
and,
tough.
Sorry, Mia Khalifa, but I don't know. This is going to be a real toss-up. I see this going seven games, and it's going to be a very, very close one, probably with Washington edging them out. But I don't think it's going to be an easy time for them at all. If anything, it's going to make them banged up to get past it to the second round, and I don't see them going past the second round.
What about how do you feel about this Pittsburgh Penguins and the New York Islanders matchup?
You know, it's funny. I have a lot of friends that are Islanders fans, and that's one of those teams that's. And I know this is going to sound weird, and I don't mean it to sound that way. And if I'm wrong or off base, tell me. But yes, they've played well, but they've kind of flown under the radar. They haven't been the team that's gotten a lot of wide press as far as that goes. They've been kind of that consistent team all along this season. Trotz has them playing very well. They had a little slow start, but they've been playing very well. But you don't really hear much about them as much. And they came in, second in the Metropolitan Division, 103 points. That's very, very good for them, considering a first-year coach and everything else, losing their top player and their captain. But I don't know. I just don't see the Penguins having nearly the firepower to match up to the Islanders. And I think this is a really good, really good matchup for the Islanders. I see them taking it to them, and I don't see Matt Murray having the ability to be able to fend them off. I mean, they just have too much offensive firepower.
Well, they do. I mean, that's the thing. The Islanders are really hungry, and they would love to take out the Penguins in the first round. There is always the factor that the Penguins are a professional playoff team and they understand how to do this. But I think that, it does depend on the new talent that the Penguins have added, because they have, they've got a couple, three guys that are young gunners that came onto this team in that trade with the Florida Panthers, and they're making things happen. So I don't know. I would pick the Islanders, but I don't want to count out the Pittsburgh Penguins because of their. They're well coached. They understand strategy. They've got a secret weapon in the front office named Mario Lemieux, who's been there, done that, and provides a lot of insight. And I don't know. I think it's gonna be a great matchup. I see it going seven for sure.
I will tell you this though, that if the Islanders do have a chance in this series, it's gonna have to come on the shoulders of Matthew Barzal. I mean, he's but think about this. In the last 24 games of the season, he has one goal.
Ugh.
So,
that's not helpful.
That's a big concern. I mean, it's a big concern for Islanders fans because he's got to get going. They can't do it without him. He can't just have one or two points in this series. He's going to have to really turn it up. And this is his first playoff experience, so it's all new for him. I'm not saying that the whole thing rests on his shoulders, clearly. But if they're going to win, he's going to have to produce. There's no question.
A lot of these guys, it's their first playoff experience. I mean, even our former guest on the Dr. Hockey podcast, Anders Lee, he's not seen playoff time, has he?
I don't believe so.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. You're talking about a very, very green sort of playoff team going up against one of the most experienced playoff teams with guys like Phil Kessel and Sidney Crosby, who's a pretty good player, and then you have you know, then you have these new guys that are up there. You know, Getzel won a couple of cups with the Penguins, and he's still, see him as a young guy. And this McCann guy got on there, and he's, you know, firing up all kinds of goals. And, you know, after they got rid of Derek Brassard, who somehow wound up over on the Avalanche in the I don't know how that went to Florida. I think he was there for two days and then went to the Avalanche, but whatever, it'll be a good matchup. Those are two that I think are tricky to call. You know, the Washington, I think Washington will beat Carolina. I think that somehow the Penguins will pull it out. Lightning and the Blue Jackets. I mean, I think the Blue Jackets are playing well, but they're missing a lot of pieces, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are not. Do you agree?
Yeah, I will tell you this, though. Everyone's saying, okay, they tied the record for most wins with the 95-96 Red Wings. They lost in the conference finals to the Avalanche that year. I still remember that season vividly, and I still remember that whole thing. But I will tell you this. Anything less than winning the Cup in Tampa is a complete and utter failure.
Absolutely.
There is
are
nothing,
you kidding me?
Just getting there or whatever else. Those days are past. This team has, I mean, on their top three lines, six elite forwards that can play at a top line in any other team in this league.
Ridiculous okay. amount of
they
firepower.
They have Kucherov, who had 128 points this season. I mean, they have probably arguably the best goalie in the NHL right now with Vasilevsky.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're talking about a team that is literally built to win, and anything less is going to be an utter failure. And so the pressure's on, and they were not really – lights out per se. And again, were they a bit coasting? You know, some could say that they still wanted to set the record for I take that back. They wanted to at least try to set the record for most wins, but they couldn't do it. But look at, I mean, again, Kucherov, 128 points, most points by a Russian born player ever in a season. You had, because McGillney, remember, had 127 points,
right.
Was the old record from a Russian born player. He had the most points since 95-96 when Mario Lemieux had 161 and Yager had 149. Staggering numbers, obviously, but so, I mean, you know, but it's not all on him. I mean, it's going to come down to everything. And the funny thing is, ironically, the pressure's off Stamkos. He's not the guy anymore, per se. He's
no, definitely
a guy.
Not. He's a guy.
And one of the guys, but not the guy like he used to be. So maybe that'll come with a little bit better play out of him. He's been known to kind of be a little vacant sometimes in the playoffs in the past, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen to him this season. But I mean, honestly, I don't see the Blue Jackets having a chance unless, I mean, because obviously Columbus has a great defense. If they could somehow muster something with their defense and just being able to shut down the Lightning, I you know, Tortorella is going to have to really have his hands full with this, with setting up his defense. But that is going to be something that could happen if they can shut them down. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's going to be it. They're not going to outscore them. To go toe to toe with them is going to be a waste of time.
And let's look at that. I mean, if anybody's got a great defense, it is the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're in the game half the time because they've got Bobrovsky and they've got Seth Jones, and you know, not to mention Zach Werenski and Savard. I mean, these are like real defensemen. I mean, it's a defensive team. They have the problem that the Blue Jackets have had this year is they've had problems with the offense. Panarin doesn't put up the numbers that they'd like. Cam Atkinson had a good year. I mean, they've had good years, but they don't have everybody else firing on all those cylinders that they need them to. However, the Blue Jackets do get up for the playoffs. I mean, I would be shocked if they upset the Tampa Bay Lightning, but it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just cool for hockey and for the whole playoff situation, but I mean,
I wouldn't bet that way.
It's just no. I mean, you can't. I mean, you just can't do that. Plus, also remember, listen, they want to win. They're in the playoffs. I think they know they're not going to this series. So this is literally going to be the last time you're going to see Bobrovsky and Panarin in a Blue Jackets uniform.
Definitely.
They're gone. They're not going to stick around. They were hoping to get traded. They wouldn't do it. The team couldn't get it done before the trade deadline. So this is one situation where they're gone. And yep, it's not going to be the same team next year. So I think that they're done. But the series that, you know, by the way, I think Tampa wins that in five games.
Yeah, agreed. What do you think about Bruins and the Leafs?
This is the series of the first round by far, no question. Yes. This is going to be the biggest, toughest series. Two teams that hate each other, because basically, as Washington is to Pittsburgh, Toronto is to Boston. If Toronto wants to win, it's to have to go through Boston. And so they're going to have their hands full. I don't think that, looking at this team right now, I just don't, it's hard for me to say this because I want Toronto to win. I don't see them really being able to compete with Boston and at this point. I mean, offense to offense, I'd go Toronto. Line to line, everything else, line them all up. I think Toronto. But I think it's a goaltending. I think Rask had a bit of shaky beginning of the season. He kind of came on later on. But from a practical perspective, I just don't see that goaltending for the Maple Leafs with Anderson. You know, he's done okay. You know, he kind of he had a bit of, you know, struggle towards the end of the season. I finished with a 9.917 save percentage and 2.77 goals against, which is okay. But okay is not good enough for the playoffs. You need your goalie to steal at least one game for you. And I don't know if he's able to do that. And I don't think their defense is where it's supposed to be just yet to get to that point. I think this is going to come down to seven games, and I think Boston's going to win it because they have home ice.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you on that. I also would note that,
and this is going to kill me. It's going to kill Toronto fans too. Don't get me wrong. This is not an easy. It's the hardest one to pick, and that took a lot for me to say that.
It's a tough one. I'm looking at just. It can go either way. I'm not counting out the Toronto Maple Leafs, because let me tell you something. They do have a ton of firepower, and you know the difference is that if the Toronto Maple Leafs invoke the Babcock of the days of Detroit, there could be trouble for the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are a bit aged in the defense category also.
True.
You know, they really are. I mean, look at who their you know, veteran defensemen are. They're not veteran defensemen. They're like grandpa defensemen. And, you know, these guys between Backes and Chara, I mean, these guys have been around the league a long time, and that's who their go-to guys are. But with that said, they also have some young talent on the blue line, and their offense right now is firing all cylinders. So if you get you get a hot Boston team and you get a Toronto team that has some weaknesses, they're going to be exploited over a seven-game series. There's no doubt that Babcock is a great coach. However, he can't play defense, and that's. And you've got a strong offensive team, so I think that this could be an early exit for Toronto, which would be it would be unfortunate for the fans above the above the border. But you know, let's take a look and we'll see.
I'm still gonna personally pick Toronto, and I'm still sticking with them. But I think this first round, if it was any other team in the East, other than probably Tampa Bay, I would pick Toronto, no question. I just think they're running into a solid Boston team right now in the first round. And like I said, this could easily be a conference final or a conference semifinal matchup here. It's a shame they have to meet in the first round.
All right. So
one of these teams is going to have to go home.
Let's summarize. I'm just going to go down them. Let's either agree or disagree on our picks. Islanders, Penguins. I'm picking the Penguins.
I say Islanders.
Okay. Caps, Hurricanes. I'm picking the Caps.
I'm going to pick the Caps.
Bruins, Maple Leafs, I'm picking the Bruins.
I'm taking the Leafs. Still going to take the Leafs.
Okay. Lightning and the Jackets.
I'm predicting the Boston's going to win, but my heart's telling me take the Leafs.
Cool. Lightning and the Jackets, I'm taking the Lightning.
I'm taking the Jackets, sweeping the series.
Okay. Sharks, Knights, I got to take.
What are the odds on that? The odds have got to be, what, 400-1 on that.
Oh, yeah. There's, I mean, a sweep by the Jackets? That would be something has to go wrong for that to happen. It could happen, but somebody's got to be hurt, because that's not going to happen. The league is too tight.
Like like literally, I think the Tampa Bay locker room would have to be infested with measles or something.
Something.
And they'd have, you know, something like that is going to have to happen for them to for that to happen.
So. Yeah, they'd have to kidnap Braden Point and Stamkos and Kucherov, and then maybe you could see that right. happen. No, I think Hedman has to go too. I don't even think. I mean, if they still have Hedman, they're going to get one. All right, Sharks and the Golden Knights. I'm taking the Golden Knights.
I agree, Golden Knights.
Calgary Avalanche. I'm taking Calgary.
Calgary.
Jets and the Blues. I'm taking the Blues.
I'm taking the Blues. I agree with you.
Predators and the Stars. I'm taking the Stars.
Taking the Stars. Absolutely. All right.
There you go. We'll see how it goes. I appreciate you taking the time. Jason, I'll see you on Tuesday. We'll the playoffs start Tuesday night.
Wednesday night, I think it was.
It starts Wednesday? I'll make sure that I know.
It's Wednesday. They're staggering Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah, so Wednesday, Thursday. So it starts on Wednesday night. So we have another shot at this, too, on Tuesday. We can round table a bit more. And maybe I'll see if we can find either Blue or Pronger or somebody to get in with us and go over what's going on. That'd be kind of fun.
Get Pronger up here, too. I love Blue. Get them both in here. But I haven't – come on. We have to get Pronger in.
Yeah, you've had Pronger on Skype.
But we have to do that thing in person where we're going to have to – I'm bringing in two jerseys. We're going to see who can get the jersey over the head the fastest.
I got news for you. I'll bet on that one too.
But we're not on skates though.
All right. Well, that's true. That's true. That's different. I think you got a couple inches on him too.
Yeah, still, but he might give me a shot to the ribs, and that's it. That's going to be all for it though. So I don't know if I could do that. Plus, I have a bad back, so I don't know if I want to do it, but it would be fun.
It would be. That'd be good. All right, Jason, this is Dr. Hockey Podcast signing off with your prescription for the NHL.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.